Syracuse economist Janet Berman officially launched her campaign for the 2021 mayoral race Wednesday, joining a growing field of candidates hoping to unseat incumbent independent mayor Ben Walsh. Berman says public safety is her number one priority and accuses city leaders of making the wrong move when they tried to reduce spending because of the pandemic.
The Common Council and the mayoral administration acted to reduce the Syracuse Police Force budget by over $6 million. My first action as mayor will be to restore that funding.
Berman says fire safety needs to be a top priority when the I-81 project gets underway. She says the city should start planning ahead, especially since the closure of Fire Station 7 on East Fayette Street in 2014.
We're going to be bringing that down and creating the community grid. During the transition, there's the potential for serious interruptions in city services. I propose to establish a temporary fire station during this construction period that will serve the University Hill and Eastside areas.
Construction on the I-81 replacement project could take anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Berman's other priorities include improving city services and infrastructure and supporting local businesses and restaurants as they emerge from the pandemic. She also criticized Mayor Walsh for what she calls a mistaken priority during a health crisis when he decided to tackle the Columbus statue controversy. As the party's designee, Berman is likely to face a primary from attorney Tom Babylon. She suggests she's not too worried.
My focus doesn't change whether I have a primary opponent or not. My priorities are priorities that are for the citizens of Syracuse, not one party or another.
Berman could face a primary competitor in Tom Babylon on June 22nd. Khalid Bey and Michael Green are vying for the Democratic nomination, while Walsh is running as an independent. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.